This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has addressed Luxembourg's parliament, calling for more pressure on Russia. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Zelensky says Ukraine needs more modern weapons, which, he adds, will ensure the superiority of our country over Russia in this war in courage and intelligence, and also in technology. He as well calls for more sanctions against Russia. Then, reporting on the fighting, he said more than 20% of Ukrainian territory is now under Russian control, adding, "This is much larger than the area of all the Benelux countries, Belgium, the Netherlands and Luxembourg combined." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine said Thursday that its forces have recaptured 20 small towns and villages in the Kherson region in the southern part of the country. Meanwhile, Russian forces continue their assault on Severodonetsk, the last major city nominally held by Ukraine in the Luhansk region in the eastern part of the country. Luhansk Governor Serhiy Hayday said Russia controls about 70% of the city as fierce street battles continue. The Ukrainian leader's assessment of the war came a day after U.S. President Joe Biden said the United States is providing Ukraine with a $700 million package of more advanced rocket systems and munitions to help fight off Russia's invasion. White House officials say Ukraine has vowed not to fire those rockets into Russian territory. And the governor of the eastern Ukraine region, Donetsk, said Thursday 7 people were killed and 10 were wounded as a result of Russian shelling in the area in the past 24 hours. Pavlo Krylenko said Russian forces were aiming to capture the Ukrainian-held cities of Kramatorsk and Slovyansk. VOA News. The White House announced Thursday more economic sanctions against Russia, saying they'd taken steps to degrade the key networks used by Russia's elites, including President Vladimir Putin of Russia, to attempt to hide and move money and anonymously make use of luxury assets around the globe. The White House said the targets, including a yacht brokerage, aircraft, and Russian officials and others close to Putin. Targeted yachts include the Russia-flagged Graysel and the Cayman Islands-flagged Olympia, as well as two other yachts, the Shellist and the Nega, both owned by Russian companies. President Biden will use a speech tonight to push Congress into taking action on curbing gun violence, even as stark partisan divisions were on full display during a hearing on gun measures. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
The president will speak here from the White House on steps aimed at what his administration calls a gun violence epidemic. It will come hours after the House Judiciary panel held a hearing on Democrat legislation in response to the shootings, including raising the age limit for buying semi-automatic rifles to 21. The Buffalo and Uvalde shooters were 18.
My God, we have to have the courage to protect America.
Amid passionate pleas to Republicans from Lucy McBath and Pennsylvania's Madeline Dean,
why don't they feel an urgency to do something?
Top committee Republican Jim Jordan said the Democrats' bill would do nothing to stop mass shootings, but would strip Americans of their constitutional rights.
Their real beef is with the Second Amendment.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Pakistan has reported its 7th case of wild polio virus this year after the country had gone 15 months without a single child being crippled by the highly contagious disease. The National Eradication Program said Thursday that a 7-month-old girl was confirmed paralyzed by the virus in North Waziristan. That's a turbulent Pakistani district bordering Afghanistan. Pakistan and Afghanistan are the only two countries where polio continues to paralyze children, although case numbers in recent years have significantly dropped on both sides of the border. The last time a child was paralyzed in Pakistan was in January 2021. One wild polio virus infection was reported in Afghanistan this year and 4 last year. Recapping our top stories this hour, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky today addressed Luxembourg's parliament, calling for more pressure on Russia. And Ukraine said Thursday its forces have recaptured 20 small towns and villages in Kherson region in the southern part of the country. You can keep up on all the news from Ukraine at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton.